This is a wonderful moment I have the chance to share with all of you. My very special guest today is an accomplished singer, actress, and a woman of Rat Pack royalty. I've sort of given away a little bit of what she might be. That might sound a little silly to call her that, but I say that only because she is the daughter of the legendary Dean Martin. And I'll bet right now he is looking down from heaven at his daughter with love over her 50-year-plus show business career. And she only has a few minutes to spend with us, so I'm going to get right to it. It is my honor to welcome Dina Martin to the show. How are you, Dina?
Great, Dean. How are you doing today?
Good. It's wonderful to talk to you. We're recording this just before Christmas, and you've been running the gauntlet or a press junket from time to time talking about the alteration, if you will, of the song "Baby, It's Cold Outside."
Yeah, with, that's right.
Yeah, I only mention this because you've gone on many shows talking about this. I don't know if it's ad nauseum now, but I like the things you have to say about it because it's my opinion that the Frank Lesser's work should never have been touched unless it was a parody, you know, but they don't seem to have done it that way. So do you have any thoughts on that you could just share and then we'll talk some more?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, yes, it's about Baby, It's Cold Outside. So I have to go back a year ago. Some of the radio stations took my dad's recording of Baby, It's Cold Outside off of their playlist. They said they weren't going to play it anymore because some people had complained.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I thought, well, complain about what? Frank Lesser wrote the song, you know, in 1944. And it's a sweet, flirtatious, fabulous song, a holiday classic. And then it won the Academy Award in 1949 because it was in the movie Neptune's Daughter, starring Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban.
Yes.
And so he was, let me see, they were singing it, the two of them, Esther and Ricardo Montalban. And, you know, he's kind of chasing her around, and she's saying, "I really can't stay, I've got to go away." And so it was going on like that, which I find is an empowering song anyways for women. But then 15 minutes later, Betty Garland is chasing around Red Skelton.
Exactly.
Doing the same thing, and he's running from her. So I thought, you know, wait a minute, this is just a funny, cute, flirtatious song. There's nothing wrong with it. So what people were saying about the song, that they thought it was a date rape song, I thought, when I heard that, I said, you've got to be kidding. So I tweeted out, "This is crazy. What do you think?" And immediately, I got hundreds of tweets and Facebook messages and emails saying, "You go, Dina. I think it is insane. It's crazy. What's the matter with these people?"
Yeah.
It's a very nice song. So we got it put back onto, you know, on all the radio stations, and my dad's version of it went right up to the top of the charts, which is a good thing.
Great.
This is like 60 years after he had recorded it.
Yeah.
And so it went right back up. So I thought we were over all of that. Until now, it's this year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, I was thanking, I was sending out a tweet and an email thanking all of the, you know, the Dean Martin fans for making Dean Martin's Baby, It's Cold Outside up to the top of the charts in 2018. Let's see if we can do it again. And that's when all of a sudden I started getting these calls because they told me that John Legend had rewritten the words because of the Me Too movement. Now, I'm all for the Me Too movement. You know,
mm-hmm.
what I mean? That's great, and it's important. But for him to rewrite the song with these ridiculous lyrics, you know, he made it more sexual than it was. It's, you know, it's your body, it's
mm-hmm.
your choice. And I thought, this is really not very good. And of course, as you mentioned before, I was immediately called, and I've been doing TV and radio all over the place. And in fact, I have someone right after you, and then another one tonight. But it's because it is a big controversy. And I, you know, when I'm thinking about John Legend, he's a good singer, he's a good writer, and Kelly Clarkson, you know, they did it together. And it was, you know, to me, ridiculous to do. If he didn't like the words, just write a new song. Don't change a perfectly classic song that Frank Lesser wrote, in 1944.
I agree. I really do. And it's I had a discussion with another guest at one time talking about, you know, changing the lyrics to, you know, to maybe antiquated movie song lyrics, you know, because of the time it was based, you know, whether it was a period piece or it was just, you know, back in the time where you had to, you know, maybe, oh, we'll sidestep that one verse because it had a racial something negative, and they'll rewrite it. Or I said that's I'm for just keep, you know, preserving the original intent. And yes, you can write a new song, I think, you know.
Yeah, write a new song. You know, even in Baby, It's Cold Outside, there's the line where she says, well, maybe just a cigarette more. Now, I'm not for smoking. I don't, you know, I think people should stop smoking, you know, but I'm not going to change the lyric.
Yeah.
Because that's how the song is. And, you know, I don't want people smoking because I think, you know, it kills you. You get lung cancer, and it's not a good thing. But that's not for me. That's not for me to say. I just do the song the way it was written, and that's, you know, and that's that.
And you have done. Did you make an actual recording, or have you just performed this with the guys? I saw you perform with Joe Piscopo on one of the Fox shows.
Yeah, on Fox and Friends.
Yeah,
last week. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
He's a good friend, and it is fun. And we did it was a really good job. So I've been getting, you know, lots of comments from that. You know, people saying, you know, bravo, Dina, and you and Joe were great. And I think we did a really good job. And he's such a dear friend, and he's a good guy. And so we had fun with that.